lies crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I remember as a boy hoeing weeds in our corn and bean fields. I recall the plant damage that our corn suffered from root worms and corn borer. Along came biotechnology. The weeds are gone and the corn stands straight and strong. We've been successfully utilizing this remarkable technology to increase our farming efficiency and productivity for nearly 20 years. We have 60 million acres of GE corn and soybeans in the United States today. Countries all over the world are ramping up their use of genetic engineering to increase yield. Environmental groups can't stand to see modern agriculture prosper. They would like for us to farm as we did when I was a boy. Two lawsuits threaten our industry, sugar beets and alfalfa, and that's just the beginning. The Center for Food Safety sued USDA back in 2006 to stop the distribution of Roundup Ready alfalfa. After all these years with no hint of harm from GE crops, no danger to humans or livestock, the USDA appears to be unwilling to issue a stamp of approval for Roundup Ready alfalfa. This nuisance litigation has USDA frozen in place. Secretary Vilsack seems to be trying to pacify the anti-biotech activist crowd by suggesting that perhaps we could require a minimum planting distance between GE crops and organic crops. Now, this is the camel's nose under the tent. Can you just imagine all the tiny organic gardens all over the country that could threaten all of our GE crops? Not just alfalfa or sugar beets, but corn, soybeans, cotton, on and on. The regulatory result would be devastating. The anti-biotech crowd refuses to acknowledge the scientifically proven safety of biotech crops. They don't care if our food output could be cut by one-third or more. They ignore the inevitable surge in the cost of food and global starvation that could occur. I urge you, write, call, email your congressman and your state ag commissioner, unless you want to go back to farming as I did as a boy. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And